And we've had quite an interesting program thus far today. Anyway, our guest, the last hour, is Tony Pantaloresco, and his website is augmentenforce.50webs.com and tonypantaloresco.info, and of course I will post those in the chat room. Tony, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me back, eh?
We haven't talked for the longest time.
Well, that's because our schedules weren't really happening.
Exactly.
And I've been super, super busy. We've been on the team on nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic biology. It's just been one heck of a ride. And the more I've been digging, the more I've been seeing how a lot of this has started back way back, you know, shortly after our generation came on the scene, back in the 50s and 60s, when a lot of this started being incorporated. So it's been, you know, an eye-opener, to say the least, at how far this has been going on, how in-depth it's been going on. I had to literally reevaluate everything I ever thought about, almost everything in regard to autoimmune disorders. And you can almost tie every health issue to this infiltration of nanoparticles. Did you know that they were putting nanoparticles in bread in 1960?
No.
Okay, and you know what they were using? One of the things they were using. Dimaceous earth, silicon dioxide. Everyone thinks this dimaceous earth is a wonderful thing, but when you start actually looking at what that actually does and how that actually works in a person's body and the amount of genetic damage that stuff's causing, it's like it's mind-boggling. And when you look at your vitamins and you look at your drugs and pharmaceuticals and a lot of the food supply that you have or you've been exposed to, almost everything you can imagine has had exposure to this. Every grain has had exposure. This is why I always tell people don't eat grains, because I knew about the nano. I didn't know up until recently how much nano has been put into the food supply. Initially, I thought it started in 1970. And then when I dug in a little further, I found, holy crap, they actually started experimenting with it in 1956, the year I was born. And in 1960, they started putting it in there. And whether you've got any kind of autoimmune, restless leg, fibromyalgia, lupus, cancer, you name it, it's almost ties to this thing, because how this stuff saturates and how this stuff translocates and then how it disrupts communication between the cells. This is what silicon dioxide does, or nanosilica does. When it gets into the body, it actually crystallizes in the cells themselves, and then it starts to go after other silica particles to create a network, which is what they're doing now with frequencies. When they get these things inside of you, and when frequencies get activated, the assembling process starts to initiate. But what winds up happening with this stuff is it actually blocks the cells from communicating. So a lot of health issues with women, for instance, in the reproductive system, and they're not functioning properly, they're not menstruating properly, they're not cycling properly. A lot has a miscommunication going on between the ovaries and the hypothalamus pineal axis that's going on there. It's literally same with the guys. A lot of the guys are having problems in this issue as well. And when you combine that particular particle with carbon, you got an extremely effective, efficient way of creating genetic damage, because carbon is even more conductive than silica, and it's more durable than silica. And what are grains? They're carbon. So a lot of the farmers' fields were being sprayed with this as a pesticide. All the storage bins were being sprayed, whether they were domestic or non. Every grain. Yeah. I looked at it. I thought, holy, look at this.
You know. Now, are you talking about glyphosate also? Because I know that they're spraying all the grains with glyphosate.
The silica dioxide was before the glyphosate. Oh. So when you add the silica to that mixture and you're adding a carbon, it's a basic network collapse is what you're creating. And when you add the glyphosate to the equation, what you're doing basically there is you're destroying the function of your colon, because your colon and your brain are one and the same. You feed the colon properly, you stay relatively intelligent, you're able to maintain your mental faculties for a lot longer in life. But when you start adding the glyphosates to that equation, what happens is you're now unable to process B12, folic acid. It has nothing to do with methylation, it has to do with pollution. Okay, you're polluting the colon with these components, which is actually blocking any conversion that's required by the colon to convert these B vitamins, specific B vitamins for the brain. A lot of the dementia issues, a lot of the Alzheimer's, this is all B12 and folic acid, your choline and inositol, your B1, B3, that's all colon. And you disrupt that, all of a sudden you'll start having some sort of, you know, brain degeneration to occur, because everything goes from there to the liver and liver directly to the brain, and if it's not processed and broken down, you don't get it. So, and we show people how to get around some of this stuff too, so it's really easy to do. But yeah, we've been hooped pretty bad, and the industry itself has been completely compromised. Some of the stuff that they're selling, some of the idea of nano delivery method, they really, whoever brought this on the scene, either knew what they were doing in creating a sabotaging of people's health, or were complete idiots, because nanotechnology in any form has never been tested. They just gave it a grassroots okay. They sent it out there with assumptions based on the fact because something was ubiquitous in nature, it couldn't hurt you. You know, arsenic is ubiquitous in nature, but it can still kill you. You know, and they never tested a lot of this stuff. They never tested silicon dioxide. And you know, when they went to test silicon dioxide, what it would do to the cattle, they stopped the test. They waived the test. So that cow.
There are people who really totally believe in diatomaceous earth and use it.
Like I said, it goes into the colon. Then it stops the communication of the network in the colon. So you assume that everything's okay and you're pooping or you're moving stuff. But what winds up happening is it's causing genetic damage. Okay, and unaware to the person who's using it. And so as a result, they keep going back to it. Now, when you're looking at this, and again, when you start looking at how much of this is actually in the food supply, it is mind-staggering how much they put in there. You know, it's used as a binding agent. It's used as a filler.
Wow.
it's insane what they've done with it. Anything that you take, you know, in small amounts and on the micron level is going to benefit the system because the body can deal with micron. It doesn't deal with colloidal, especially when it comes to nano. When it comes to metal, it has a completely different set of physics. And when you're using nanoparticles in any form of nanometals, you wind up creating high levels of oxidation, high levels of penetration in spine, brain, the stem of the brain, the lung, the liver, the spleen, the reproductive system. After doing the research on this, I realized because of the way this stuff will translocate, okay, chemtrails have three metals up there that are extremely lethal to the male population: cadmium, nanosilver, and titanium dioxide. Titanium dioxide, nanosilver, and cadmium literally castrate the males. Nanosilver is even worse than titanium dioxide as far as causing irreparable damage to the testicular vessels that carry the seed, literally shreds them. This is why so many guys are having problems with erectile dysfunction. Cadmium also displaces selenium, which can open you up to testicular and penile cancers. And the titanium dioxide also does a number on the prostate as well, and it too shreds the testicle pathways because it gets put by the blood barrier of the testicles. For female women, the aluminum is extremely toxic to them because of the way it creates a metalloestrogenic effect on women. Just like the cadmium, it will displace the selenium out of the men, it also displaces selenium out of the women. As a result, they have thyroid issues, they have heart issues, their endocrine system is compromised, and then when you get the metalloestrogen, how it can activate a receptor site, turning on an estrogen that shouldn't be turned on, and then creating a mutation or possible mutation as a result of the exposure. So when we're looking at a lot of the so-called things that they tell us about being acid and alkaline, those things no longer apply in today's times, because we are so exposed to high levels of alkaline metals that your body is going to go into a state of acidity in order to compensate for homeostasis, because if you go too alkaline, you get into a state of alkalosis. So we have to reevaluate what we are being taught as far as even these things going, because your body goes one way or another because there's something in it causing it to create that effect to try to balance it off. And again, nobody's looking at how much alkaline metal are we actually being exposed to just from chemtrails alone. And then when you start looking at the food supply and how they put aluminum in the food supply, titanium dioxide in the food supply, silica dioxide in the food, then you're talking nanopolymers. I mean, it's the more you peel, the more like, how did these people get away with this? But because nobody had a check and balance on the system, the FDA was not the check and balance. It was the one that allowed a lot of things to just go through. It's amazing, like I said, what transpired.
Wow. So it's in the, we're breathing it in. They're injecting it in our children.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's also that's another venue that it's going into, is in the vaccines. A lot of, like I said, a lot of the assumptions on vaccine is really needs to be really, really looked at heavily, because, like I said, what we've been taught about the safety of these things, there hasn't been absolutely no proof that they ever even existed. This is the interesting thing there. They gave credit to vaccines for the fact that we haven't had certain health issues for a long period of time, but that was all attributed to the fact that we had a more hygienic environment than what we have right now. Our environment has become less hygienic because of the constant overloading of the environment with industrial waste from manufacturing companies. Chemtrails are being pumped up there. Greenhouse gases are being released as a result, again, of poor mismanaged farming practices from the, you know, the glyphosates and the chemicals they're putting in the ground. So it's like, you know, we have, the environment has changed completely. So when somebody says, well, they cured polio, that was not true. They already had a cure for polio. They brought in a vaccine telling us it cured polio, but what they did is they injected genetic material in our generation at that time to see what it would do. They knew that there was a cancer compound to it, that it would cause cancer. They knew this as well, you know. So when we're looking at, you know, I look at the things historically and how we got to where we're at today, you know, and how we believed a lot of things that maybe we shouldn't have, you know. But we didn't know any better. We went along basically because we wanted to be good citizens, and so we followed the majority.
That herd mentality kind of thing, right?
Yeah. So again, when you're looking at this, I'm going to read you a little something here. I just found the article, or not the article, the research I did, and I'll send you a copy. But let me see if I can find it here. I want to read how much of this stuff you're actually being, you know, absorbing in the system. I don't think I had the right one. I'll look for it while we're talking, but you know, as soon as I find it, I'll let you know. But yeah, when you're looking at the, well, let me just read something here. They continue to operate normally until they are removed from the host, which says that the host is controlling the DNA expression and forcing the cells to function correctly. So something else other than DNA is doing it. Knowing that the nanosilicates have immune-stimulating responses, because when they bind to the skeletal structure, they stimulate an immune response, right? Great. I just got shut down here. Hold on a second. Okay. Again, this was fun. See, always something.
Sure. Now, you mentioned cancer. The cancer virus was in the polio vaccine.
Yeah. They knew that when they harvested the specific genetic material, that this was in there. There's a video out by a guy, by a doctor in Michigan, Dr. Trent. And he goes into a real elaborate discussion on this. And when he gets into it, he actually states that there was an actual woman researcher there that decided to check the menstruum of these vaccines to see, make sure that everything was okay, you know, and the last minute check, she ran some tests and whatever, and she found that the cultures, number one, were not dead like they were told. They were very much alive. Number two, she saw the composition of these things and recognized that this was going to cause cancer. She tried to get the vaccination program to stop or to keep it from carrying through. And then what wound up happening was they fired her.
I found
the article. Let me read where it's at, just so you have an idea how much is in your food supply. Okay, it's stored in grains, beans, barley, grain crops, oats, rice, rye, sorghum, wheat, buckwheat, flax, corn, peas, seeds, soybeans, for grains, cereals, flour, flour bins, grain bins, so storage capacities, silos, household domestic dwellings, indoor food handling areas, commercial transportation facilities. It goes on and on. And then it talks about the pet food. You want to know how much is that's in the pet food. So, and when they put the silica gel in water out in the open, it created all kinds of mayhem in the aquatic arena as well. So it was never, let me read something else about the exemption. When applied as an active ingredient to growing crops, raw agricultural commodities after harvest and to livestock, they never tested it. Never tested it. So, and they waved off the testing. And the interesting thing about silica is we have no way of breaking it down. We don't have any acid to break it down. The only way you can get that into the system is by either through the use of a phosphorus as a carrier to the cells, or a saponin, or you're using it in some companies. There's one company that does sell it in what they call silic acid, which helps, again, allow it to be taken in properly. But like I said, when they fed Dimatius earth to rats, the lifespan of the rat before they fed it was 840 days. Afterwards, it was something like 690 days. It lost 150 days of its life, almost 4 months?
Yeah.
So like I said, and when you read that the sarcomas it created in the uterus, the perineal peritoneal benign tumors, mammary fibroadenomas, and again, this would explain a lot of it, why there's a prostate issue or breast issues with cancer, because again, the way this stuff will translocate, pancreatic cancers, again, where it would translocate and then embed and then, again, start to form crystalline networks with each other. So this...
Now, this stays within a person's body. In other words, if they were vaccinated back in the, say, well, the second polio vaccine, there was an oral polio vaccine, but there was there were like 50,000 people that took this injection, which had the SV40 virus in it, right?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was also in the oral. Like I said, I mean. Okay. I thought it was there as well.
Wow. Oh, and they knew it. They knew it. Oh. Okay, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This last hour is Tony Pantelleresco, and his websites, well, I posted them in the chat room, but this is so interesting. I'll post them again, but it's his website is augmentenforest.50webs.com and tonypantelleresco.info. And thanks for sending those files.
Well, I figured you'd give you a base of, you know, for you to look at or skim. What I do is I highlight a lot of things and I put comments on the side because I've been looking in nanotechnology for probably almost 7 years, I think, and seeing how it's been really the big bane of everything and how we've been so sorely misdirected, you know, assuming that this is going to be a problem, that's going to be a problem, you know, how cancer's been so, you know, exaggerated in so many different levels. It's this, it's that, or this. Basically, what a cancer is in a nutshell is an overload that a system has and can acquire from several different means that can create these mutations. But when you're getting something that's getting into your body that's now disrupting the actual flow of communication with the body, okay, we are now causing, what's now happening is because the immune system is not able to activate, it can't communicate, shut down a protein, let's say through a vaccination program, you shut down proteins, the DNA can now not trigger an immune response because, again, there's no communication. This is where a lot of these things start to make sense as to why people will fix something and the medical field says you're in remission rather than you're cured, because you are cured. But again, it can reactivate depending if the load gets right back up to where it was, you know, when you got the cancers or when you had the autoimmune issues or whatever the case may be. Even the bowels, when you look at the bowels, I mean, all these itises that are out there, none of this made sense until, like, we start looking at soy, and then we start looking at glyphosates, and then looking at this mixture of silica dioxide with carbon. Holy jumping! You know, we got a dynamic duel that is just extremely damaging on the genetic level, and then you got the glyphosate, which also damages you on the genetic level. So it's whoever put this together knew their chemistry. I would have to say.
Yes, yes, indeed. Oh gosh, and it's all for profit. It's to produce profit. For the medical industrial complex?
You know what? I used to think that way too, but I have a different perspective. I mean, these guys already have money. Look at the pharmaceutical industry alone. Okay, now this is an old statistic dating probably 15 years out of date, but at that time, the statistics were saying that the pharmaceutical industry by itself surpassed profit-wise all the industries combined. That's your automotive industry, that's your farming industry, your any industry, telecommunications industry, computer industry, all the industries combined did not make as much as the pharmaceutical industry did. So that indicates to me that, okay, they already have money. They've got tons of it. Okay, I think there's something else going on. I think there's a whole different agenda going on because, you know, nobody can tell me today with as much access to information that we have just ourselves as just a common person and all the stuff that I'm finding and researching on a scientific level and everything that's at my fingertips, you can't tell me today that we can't cure nothing. But that's exactly what they told us in 1980, that the medical field came out and said that they couldn't cure anything. All they could do was treat. And everybody accepted this, thinking that, okay, that's the best. This is as good as we're going to get it. It's as good as we're going to get it because this was the demand on the medical field, demand on the pharmaceutical industry was never pushed to get better results. And all we're doing is finding new treatments to prolong misery. That's all that we're doing today. You know, we're not finding. I mean, I give people stuff, and my intention is I don't want to see you again. I want to see you get fixed and you move on with your life. I don't want you coming back to me 10 times where I'm selling you drugs or junk or crap. I want you fixed, whole. Move on. You have a life to live. Get with living it. And that's how I see it. So when you're looking at, you know, what the agenda is, I have a different take on it based on, because, again, myself dealing with people all the time and calls from all over the planet, you know, and seeing the effect of current trend.
Okay, we have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
NutraMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this last hour is Tony Pantelaresco, and his websites I will post in the chat room, and of course, they are also posted on the schedule page. Now, I want to be clear that, because there's some question in the chat room, diatomaceous earth should not be taken by any living creature. It will destroy the very cells of that living creature. Person or animal.
You look at that research that I just gave you.
Yes.
It has never been tested. This is the one thing, and they waived off a lot of the testing on these products. So, especially when it came to feeding it to cattle, the reason why it's working or people think it's working, again, when you look at the mechanisms behind it, is basically causing a shorting out of the communication networks between the cells, and it creates crystalline material that can disrupts the cellular matrix and can cause mutations to occur. And when you look at the actual studies on it, what little studies that were done on it, nothing was showing up that it was actually had any benefit. It was causing mutations and genetic disruptions as well, and causing cancer on all kinds of levels. When they pursued it, they're now trying to say, they want to reevaluate it again. Okay, because of the nature of what's going on. And when you're looking at it, it's in every vitamin that you're buying. If it says silicon dioxide, that's what that is. That's diatomaceous earth that they're mixing in with your supplements. And again, they've come out and said magnesium stearate is problematic. And I can't find anywhere where that actually is real. Now, I can see when you combine microcrystalline cellulose with the silicon dioxide, again, you've got a carbon with a silica, and you add the acid with it and the magnesium, I can see where that combination can be problematic. But if you're finding a vitamin that just has stearic acid in it, and or magnesium stearate or whatever, and that's all it's got in it, I wouldn't hesitate to buy that one. But if it's got microcrystalline cellulose or hypermellose or any kind of fiber material with silicon dioxide, or even having silicon dioxide or titanium dioxide or some form of aluminum or soy in those supplements, I would suggest you leave them alone. Start buying things in bulk that are clean and pure, and start compounding your own. Because sure, what you're now getting is not what you think anymore. The paradigm has changed. Everything has shifted. And when you buy a vitamin, don't just read vitamin A to Z and 1, 2, 3. Look at, make sure it's not a proprietary blend, number one. Number two, look at, make sure that you read the other ingredients, because that's going to determine whether or not you want to buy that product.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, you've talked about diatomaceous earth. What about bentonite clay? Is that the same thing?
It's another
type
of clay, but it's always been known to have lead in it and arsenic and some other, and aluminum in it. And again, it's another one of these things that, again, I never prescribed to. Never did I ever, I've never given that to anybody. I wouldn't tell anybody to take that one. At the time when I did give somebody a clay, I did give them the DE until I found out about this, and I thought, holy crap. Like I said, when you start getting into actually looking at nanotechnology or bio-nanotechnology, when you incorporate a biological agent with a nano composition of some kind, and you start looking at this stuff, it's like, holy jumping, what is going on here? This has absolutely no value to us whatsoever. Everything it touches can alter the genetic code of whatever it mixes with, whether it be plant-based, animal-based, aquatic-based, avian-based, reptilian-based, insect-based. It doesn't matter. It alters everything.
Sure.
I can tell you what I've been doing with bugs if you want to hear that.
Well, could you, as far as cancer,
yeah,
what would you do for a person who has cancer?
Sorry.
I have...
Go to Walmart, take out the cancer, put in a new organ.
No, be serious. Be serious.
Cancer is nothing more than what I stated it was. Nothing but an overload, but we made it into a big, big, big boogeyman. Now, we've been dealing with cancer here for like 35, 40 years. We've given people formulas, and we showed you on the YouTube, our cancer video, what we've done. We used to see 8 out of 10 people beat it, no problem, within a very short period of time. Today, it's a little different because a lot of the herbs that we're using today are also loaded with nanoparticles just from chemtrails and sprays and whatnot. So it takes a little longer today, but the number one thing I probably would tell a lot of people to go to stop the mutation process may be cannabis. And the cannabis has to have THC, at least from what we're seeing here with people that we've given it to, because I've given it to a woman, for instance, with breast cancer. Within 1 month, it shrunk the tumors down so significantly she couldn't believe, you know, how radical the effect was. The
okay,
diet
so you,
has to change.
You also believe in Rick Simpson's method,
oh,
THC.
Yeah, definitely. I've not seen it work without it, quite frankly. So, a lot, of, like I said, when you're looking at the what goes on currently in the industry, it's you really got to investigate, honestly. The diet has to change too. Absolutely no bread, no grain, no rice, pasta, corn, cereal. None of these pseudo-grains, what I call pseudo-grains, like quinoa, millet, buckwheat, or arrowroot, anything like this. There's nothing that this stuff hasn't been sprayed or exposed to. And like I said, any miscommunication on the cellular level is going to create a mutation. You know, anything that's going to stop your genetic code and your DNA from communicating is going to create a mutation.
Wow.
You know, there's other things to take for the cancer as well. I mean, there's a book out with over 225 remedies that just to show you how inept the allopathic field really is. There are over 225 remedies that can remediate the cancer and get rid of it. And again, never believe the nonsense that you can't cure cancer. The problem with cancer is you get reloaded. That's all. Or you can get reinfected, just like if you get a cold.
Okay, what's the name of the book?
I'll have to send it to you.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Maybe I can find it while we're talking. But yeah, there's a, because I collected this years ago. Let's see here.
And of course, people have to be open to the fact, you know, so many people think that their only source of relief is allopathic medicine. And so they let the allopathic medicine use their body as guinea pigs. It's really terrible. Really is terrible.
The allopathic method gives you 5 years maximum life. 5 years.
And that's only 3%.
Yeah, exactly. So when you're... That's not my humble estimation. That is not what I can consider an overabundance of success, in my opinion. You know, nor does it give me any real reason to put any form of confidence in them, because again, it's been nothing but business as usual. If you're dead and you die, that's okay. There'll be someone else to come along and take your place. That's
right.
How it's done. Okay, I'm going to send you the book right now.
Oh, bless your heart.
It's called Natural Cancer Treatment, so you can publish this. And again, some of those methods work more than others. With today's current knowledge that I know about and what I know about nanotechnology, you're definitely going to have to use sodium thiosulfate, because that will flush out a lot of silica. This is one of the reasons why they used to use it back in the day, because the miners were mining coal, which is silica dust. So their lungs would get saturated with it, right? And again, if you've been exposed to high levels of asbestos, this will also work for that too. This is one of the few things that will go in and could get this out of the system. So this is going to be an imperative, I think, for a lot of the issues today, because in my humble estimation, okay, based on what my research has led me to believe, I don't believe the cancers today are coming from what they're telling us. I think it's coming mostly, not always, but mostly coming from nanoparticle overload. And we are getting overloaded daily, you know, just by breathing, by eating, you know, when you see a chemtrail in the sky.
How do we get rid of this? How do we unload this overload?
Oh, well, several ways. Sodium thiosulfate, as a purgative, will pull that out. We have on my website, if you go on my site, augmentinforce.com, and there is a link there called Recipes for YouTube. If you click on that, you will find two things there, the anti-nano bucket and nano solutions.
You might want to do both. I have your bucket. You had it made for me.
Yeah. We've had a lot of people call us on that. Boy, I'll tell you, they're getting a lot of success. If you go to byebyebluesky.com and you look at her health link and look at the nano more gallons link, you will see what people have been pulling out with that bucket.
Wow.
It'll blow you away. And I've even modified the buckets now. I made them a little bit more potent. And basically all I did was add more magnets on the outside in the coil. And it really, you get enough juice going in that, you can feel that thing pull all the way up to your from your genitals down. That's how strong the field has become. So for the guys especially, they're going to be looking at, because of the nature of how nanotechnology can literally just shred the testicles to pieces, you might want to consider using this to help pull a lot of this stuff out. Women especially, too, on the other end. What I tell women to do mostly is go get Epsom salt and borax, take a teaspoon of each, put it in about 20 ounces of water, and drink that all day. And what you're getting there is two components that are going to flush aluminum out of the body naturally. That's your Epsom salt with your magnesium and sulfur. And the sulfur and the borax are going to both remove radiation from the body, and the borax helps replace and restore the skeletal structure, which is being displaced by the strontium in the atmosphere. So, you know, the reason why so many women are having, you know, brittle bones a lot, this again is going back to this nano again, and we're talking strontium in the atmosphere. and it's coming out of the jet fuel. So that gets into the bone and displaces the calcium out of the bone. And again, it's a type of radioactive material. So you need borax to help pull that out and to fortify or reconstitute the skeletal structure. And if you did that for a period of time, you may notice that all of a sudden you've got a bone, you don't have a bone density issue anymore. In fact, you may find yourself standing straight up and maybe back to your height. And that has happened as well. So these are some of the things that you can do. Because I don't like talking about, okay, we got death and destruction at our door. We all know this. I always like to give you, okay, here's a death and destruction. Here's what you can do about it. I like to operate in that form.
Exactly. Wow. Okay.
We even got to talk about your favorite topic today.
Yeah, you hit on it just a little bit. I thought, oh no, can't we have one conversation when he doesn't talk about that?
But you got to understand, that's your genetic code. Okay, that's a male's genetic code. That's a woman's genetic code. You know, when you're talking, you know, something embedding itself in the receptor site and then causing a great deal of mutation going on, this is now we're altering the code of irrespective of the gender, right? And so this is what's going on, and it's like I said, it's mind staggering when you're looking at, you know, the overall picture on this. I've gotten people contact me from the Middle East who have bought the bread from Canada. All of a sudden, they're having problems. They're trying to make babies and whatnot, and they're unable to be able to do this. I'm getting people down in the Caribbean calling me up and saying the same thing. And then I had a person listen to our Podomatic, and one of the shows we did when we talked about the nano and the nano silver and what it does and titanium dioxide and cadmium, I got a call probably within a couple of hours, and you know the guy saying, "Hey, you know, how do I clean this up? I've been having issues and I never had before." And you know, so again, it's giving people a focal point where now at least they can start looking at something to go after just to try to get rid of this or try to clean up. So it's an imperative. I always say that today's health is not going to be based on, you know, the vitamins you take or the enzymes you use or the antioxidants you're using. It's going to be based on protecting the genetic code, protecting the DNA, protecting the mitochondria, protecting ATP production. These are going to be critical because this is the very essence of who you are and what you are. And if anything's going to come into that picture to alter this issue, okay, then you need to know how to combat that or to neutralize it so it doesn't alter you or shut down something that shouldn't be shut down or hyper-accelerate something that shouldn't be turned on.
Now, you said they weren't doing it for the money. Do you think they're doing it for depopulation purposes?
That's another aspect of it. There's another, I mean, there's all sorts of aspects you can look at this. There's depopulation, which again, I look at the vaccines and I look at our generation, those were born in the 50s, and nobody should be having the health issues today. If anything, we should have exceeded our life expectancy of our parents up into the hundreds, 110, or in that ballpark. Because with all the so-called knowledge that we've gained in that short period of time and all the things that we knew how to cure or how to repair or treat, okay, there's no reason why we've lost 14 years of our lifespan. So I have to conclude that there is something to that as well. I mean, look at the young people around you. Look at your teenagers. You know, they're completely distorted. That's all genetics. Okay, when someone says, you know, and I've heard this, where people say, "Well, the doctor says I have a genetic disorder." I said, "Yes, he gave you a partial truth. You have a genetic disorder, but not from your genetics, from their genetics, what they've been feeding you, you know, and the genetic, how it's altering your genetic code. The metals you're exposed to, which are also altering your genetic code, irrespective of the gender." So when we're looking at, you know, what they're saying and how they're saying it, it can really be misleading if you don't understand what's really going on around you. So when you say it's a depopulation, I have to say yes, to some extent. None of this is making sense. None of this should be happening. Nobody in our age group should even be feeling the effects of aging for at least another 20 years, at least. So when you're looking at, and then you look at the young people today, I see young people today in their early teens and preteens having diabetes, having some kind of digestive disorder, having all kinds of issues that they shouldn't be seeing for at least another 60 or 70 years of, you know, wear and tear. They're already seeing this. It's like, okay, what's going on here? You know, so you have to ask that question.
Okay. What about nano silver?
Okay, nano silver. I said about it before. There's no such thing as a good nano silver.
Okay. Somebody in the chat room just brought it up. I just wanted to clarify that.
The nano silver, the silver products that they're selling, a lot of silver products they're selling in the health food store today, you really have to contact the companies. This is what I've suggested. Just about everybody that's contacted me and gave me a feedback has told me that every one of them are on a nano scale.
Yes.
And is that coming up?
Yeah, we have a break. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Alrighty, we are back. This is Deanna. A question, two questions. What is the best way to use cannabis for cancer? Do you smoke it, do you eat it, or do you do both? Or you make the oil, the Rick Simpson oil?
We use the oils. That what we see seem to be the best route. The smoking, we may alleviate the pain. If you make an oil, you can actually apply it on the area, and it seems to be a cure-all for back issues. I got friends of mine who have sciaticas and things of this nature, and they If they don't have it to apply it on the area, they'll be out of commission for 2 weeks. They put it on within moments, they're back up and going again. So that's another way of doing it. I find, okay, so far, the only method I usually deal is I put it, you know, take it orally so that it it goes through the system.
Okay.
You can even apply it on topic if you want to mix it with a DMSO for, let's say, a skin cancer. But DMSO itself could cure or wipe it out. So, excuse me, as far as smoking, I can see that for pain.
Okay. All righty. Did you give the proportions of Epsom salt and borax and water? What proportion?
Just a teaspoon of each. That's all you need. A teaspoon of borax, a teaspoon of Epsom salt, between 17 and 20 ounces of water, dissolve the salt, and consume that regular. And it also will help, again, borax also turns into boric acid, which can clean up and cure, take out parasites, microbes, and other things that shouldn't be in the system. Stolper can help with that as well. You've got,
turpentine, too?
Oh, for sure. You can go a lot of different ways, we've actually had to look at a lot of different ways of dealing with things now because of, the awareness of what may be causing a lot of these problems. And it seems like the ways we're going seems to be helping a lot of people, recover from a lot of different things, especially with the nano poisoning, what they're calling Morgellons. It seems like it has drastically reduced their load, their pain in their, in their bodies overall.
Wow. I cannot believe that our hour is almost up. Can you come back for 3 hours at some point?
Yeah, well, 3 hours.
2 hours?
People will get bored to death.
No, they won't. You would never bore anyone. Trust me.
Yeah, we can do that. I just would have to sort of work this out again with you so that we can, get together. It's like I said, my schedule has become so hectic with this research and stuff that we've been developing new methods of knocking this stuff out, getting it down, reducing it, showing people how to even take how to filter their food from the nano. We did a YouTube on that. And juicing is another thing. If you're going to juice anything, you've got to filter whatever you're juicing because the concentration of these particulates are going to be extremely concentrated, so you have to flush that out. There's ways of getting around this. There is ways of getting around a lot of this. You are going to eat it no matter which way you go. And I tell this all the time. I don't care if you're vegan, vegetarian, raw food, meat eater, whatever. The vegans will get the bulk of this nano because it's on the plant. It's right into the core of the genes. So they're going to get the full-on load. So if you're going to do any kind of juicing, you have to filter that juice to collect the particulates in order to make that palatable and safe for your consumption.
Wow. Okay. Well, we've got to do a longer program. You're just going to have to close your store on Saturday and just be on the program. Thank you so much. Tony, you're terrific. You're just a godsend, really. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Take care. Talk to you next week.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If the lonely night surrounds you.
Well, good evening.